Miss Etiquette here. Welcome to another edition of Etiquette Schmetiquette. What you're about to hear is a classic example of how not to conduct oneself at a social engagement. Take it away, fellas.
Dude, where is this place?
Oh, what's with the lonely guy in the back? Johnny, right?
Oh, he drank too much beer on the way here.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, pull in.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, my God, they're so cute.
I like the guy with the gun.
Oh, my God, I so want to do him.
Yeah!
Hey, Johnny, swinging party. Hey, but I thought you promised me some babes. Where's the chicks?
Oh, yeah, I shot them all.
What?
They're getting way too up in my grill. They all took all my beer.
No way.
So I shot them.
All right.
I shot them like you heard.
Good job.
That's what you heard when you were walking up the driveway. I just told you some music. I just shot all the chicks.
Nice.
Seriously? That's not cool, man.
There we go.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, God!
You missed one. She's ugly.
Hey, fellas, what you doing?
There we go.
Miss Etiquette here again.
Oh, my God. Not again.
Now, I think the lesson we can all learn from this example is you always buy the girl a drink before you shoot her. Till next time, this has been Etiquette Schmetiquette with Fanny Etiquette. Oh, hello there, handsome. Ouch!
There we go.
Oh, blimey!
What's the big emergency?
It's your actual... oh man, what's that thing called?
It's Cliffcast!
In it?
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Internet Comedy Podcast Radio.
Thank you. Oh, it's super good to be back. It's been a long, long time. What can I tell you? When things go wrong, they can really, really, really go wrong, brother. And sister. Sorry, don't want to exclude anyone. So anyway, yes, we're back on the air. Well, sort of. We're back recording. It's been entirely too long since I recorded one of these things. Why, you ask? You did ask, didn't you? I think some of you must have. Or was that just the wind whistling aimlessly through the elderberries?
As the explorers fearlessly fought their way across the frozen tundra.
Woohoo! Feel cold after that. As to the question of why, I'm not going to burden you guys with that. Maybe I'll deal with that another time, or not at all. It's a long, long, boring, kind of sad story, and this is a comedy show. Well, kind of a comedy show, anyway. Right? I'm pretty much a solo act here now. Flicks off doing his own thing, as I mentioned some months ago. Oh, well. So, I'm not promising weekly shows. But you know what? I'm going to put them out there as often as I'm able. I can only promise to do my best. And that's what we're going to do.
Look what you've done!
Sorry about that. Now, grab your favorite snack, favorite drink, fasten your seatbelts, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. So with me this week is a special young man, very dear to my heart. He's my nephew and good buddy, Dylan.
Hello.
Hey, Dylan, what's up? Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about yourself?
I'm Dylan.
Come, buddy, you can do better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in middle school. I like lacrosse. I don't like middle school. And I like to play as my alter ego.
That's right. Dylan's become quite the voiceover artist lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, there was a little bit that we did featuring Johnny the Rapper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dylan co-wrote that little piece as actually the first episode of a new feature we're doing called Etiquette Smetiquette.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit violent, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for coming on the show today.
No problem. Oh, yeah.
Want a lozenge for that bad throat?
No way.
Oh, that's all good. So what's up next on the show?
I don't know.
How about we do some comedy?
No. How about some schmomily?
Sounds good. So here's Dylan, a.k.a. Johnny Rapper, with something he likes to call the Johnny Rap.
Bless you, girls. AK-47. Yeah. It's this music.
Studio is my niece. Now she's very, very special to me and very important to the show because, just like Dylan has since Cliffcast first began, she's been providing me with some wonderful voiceover work and some really, really funny comedy bits. And now, here she is, my lovely and talented niece, Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, Tay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Taylor?
That's me. I'm in grade 5. I play this sport called Ring It. I like to play on my iPod, go on the computer, if it's not terribly slow.
Oh yeah, nothing worse, eh?
And fishing is pretty fun.
Yeah. What kind of things do you wish you could do or like would be on your bucket list? Do you know what a bucket list is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing on my bucket list would probably be...
Well, you got the horseback riding.
Yes, I do want to do that.
That's cool.
Yeah, my friend says it's really fun.
I tried it once. Really not very good at it. I love horses, though.
I love horses, too. They're not cuddly, but they're...
They're gentle creatures, and yet they're so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, and yet they can be so fragile.
Like, the thing is, when horses get mad, they just go on rampages. They can bite you.
Yeah, they're pretty good kickers, too, aren't they?
But still, horses are pretty awesome.
That's neat. So I know you like comedy.
Oh, it's one of my number one things in the world.
We've got a lot of neat little comedy bits that you helped me with this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing I found out about Taylor at a very early age, well, pretty early age anyway, is that she's a very creative person and very funny. She does the voices, she does the funny stuff, and breaks me up all the time. It's pretty darn cool. I'm a lucky uncle. I'm hoping that Dylan and Taylor will be a regular part of the show. I think that'd be really great. Anyway, we'll see how that goes.
I think Cliffcast is really fun. It's,
Well, we're trying to make it a little bit more fun, because we got a bit down in the dumps, and I get too serious sometimes. I need someone to say, come on, wake up, get with the funny.
Yeah, I need that sometimes, too.
So, Tay, how do you come up with your funny ideas, anyway?
You could just find something that comes up in your mind and, like, might be funny, write it on a piece of paper, and sound it out a few times out loud and see if, like, you like it.
And that's, yeah, you know what, that... Oh, sorry, microphone. Everything we've done on this show this past little while, I've had to kind of play it back and ask myself, is that really funny? What do you think? Is there anything funny about that? Everyone gives me a little bit of feedback here, so... I hope you guys listening at home or wherever you are, I hope you're finding something fun to listen to about this show anyway. That's what we're trying for. Listen, Tay, thank you very, very much for doing this.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you're the best, Tay. Awesome.
Shush, yeah.
Now put your hands together and give it up for DJ Tay C and a little thing she likes to call Dirty Mustard.
Okay, now.
Dirty Mustard Rap. Thanks, Tay.
Holy crap! It's time for...
Corny Corner!
Fucking Tuesday!
Yes, girls and boys, it's time for that corny cavalcade of comedy. Take it away, kids.
I am gonna make the greatest war picture of all time.
Sounds good. Tell me more.
It's gonna contain the greatest, most realistic battle scene you ever did see. You won't believe it.
Okay, I like it so far.
Picture this, JT. Two armies, 25,000 extras apiece. We'll have the biggest stars of the silver screen. You name them, we'll have them.
Whoa, let me stop you there. This sounds awfully expensive.
Nah, not a chance, JT.
But how are we gonna pay for all this?
That's the beauty part, JT. You won't have to.
You out of your gourd, man? All those extras? Those superstar actors? That's gonna cost us a fortune.
Nope, my plan's foolproof.
Okay, I still don't get it. Okay, I'll bite. With our budget, how the heck are we gonna get this thing made?
Oh, that's the easy part, JT.
So, tell me already.
We'll use live rounds.
I like it.
I knew you would, JT. I knew you would.
One thing, though.
What's that, big guy?
How do we shoot the sequel? So, Joey, what is that piece of string tied around your finger for?
Oh, that. That's just to remind me to post a letter for my wife.
Ah, so, did it work?
Not really, no.
And why is that?
The poor thing forgot to give me the letter, I'm afraid.
Sir, we've got a problem.
What's the problem? For heaven's sake, speak up, man. Sing it out, sailor. Sing it out. I haven't got all day.
Yes, sir. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? The Admiral's fallen overboard. He's an half a mile behind.
Good afternoon, sir. How can I help you?
I'd like my money back, please.
What's the problem, sir?
This birdseed. It's defective.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Our seeds are usually only of the very finest quality.
Well, not this time, I'm afraid.
What exactly is wrong with it?
I planted some of this a month ago.
Oh my.
And not a single bird has come up yet.
Excuse me, I believe you're sitting in my seat.
Oh yeah, can you prove it?
Shh. I think so.
Oh yeah, prove it then.
Well, I left my pie and ice cream on it. My brother is very bright.
Oh, high intellect, hey?
Well, he's very quick.
Oh, you mean he picks things up very easily.
I'll say.
So, What's he do for a living? Let me guess. University professor, of course, right?
Nope.
Doctor?
Nope.
Lawyer?
Nope.
Judge?
Nope.
Let's see, you say he's very bright.
Mm-hmm.
Picks things up quick.
Yes, very.
I know, he's something scientific. Nuclear physicist, perhaps.
No, you're not even close.
I guess he's a stockbroker, isn't he?
Nope.
Well, what exactly is it he's into, then?
Shoplifting.
Hey, that's a bonny dog you got there.
Oh, yeah, thanks. He used to be a pointer.
Used to be? What do you mean?
Well, now he's ruined.
Ruined? Oh, he looks fine to me.
Oh, yeah, you might think so. But my mum just told him it's rude to point. Hey, Joe. I like your new car.
Thanks, Hank. I can only find one problem with it, actually. It doesn't have a speedometer.
So how do you know how fast you're going?
Well, at 15 miles per hour, the fenders run.
Oh, boy.
At 25 miles an hour, the windows shake.
Uh-oh.
At 30 miles an hour, the motor starts knocking.
Geez, I'm afraid to ask what happens at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, that's when I get the bus home.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he looks like a real nice dog there, sir. So, what is it I can do for you?
Right, well, the reason I called you is because I might be looking for a Beware of the Ferocious Dog sign.
Might need one? You mean you don't know if he's ferocious or not?
Well, no.
Does he bite or something?
I don't know.
Say what?
No, I was hoping you'd tell me. Just got him this morning. Down, boy! Down! Come back here! I do need that sign. Favorite landlady today.
Don't you know there's an old lady sick upstairs?
Nope, I don't think I've ever heard of that one. Tell you what, if you hum it, I'll play along. Something we call Corny Corner. Hope you got a couple of chuckles out of that. It definitely is corny, that's for sure. Well, I'm afraid we've come to that point in the show where it's just about time to say goodbye. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you out there for kind of hanging in there. As I say, we've been through a bit of a rough patch, but we're coming out of it now. We're on the mend, as they say. I'd also like to really thank Dylan and Taylor. They're great kids, and without a word of a lie, definitely have the comedy gene. Well, let's put it this way. They've definitely got the gift of the funny. And last but certainly not least, my sweet little niece Mia. She provided a lot of the great sound effects, and she provided most of the dog sound effects, and the mama in the baby sketch you heard a little while ago. Mwah! That's for you, sweetheart. So, before I sign off here, I'd just like to remind you that if you want to contact the show, you can get hold of us at cliff445@gmail.com. That's the new email address. The old CliffCast email doesn't work anymore, so sorry about that. So, just in case I haven't been annoying enough already, that email again is cliff445@gmail.com. Got it? Great. Okay, so I think that's just about in the can. What do you think, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
So from all of us here at CliffCast, keep smiling, keep laughing, keep doing whatever you have to do to keep going. Ciao for now. See you all next time.
There we go.